Designers say their airless tire design addresses combat situations many ground patrols and convoys are facing in Iraq. The rigid honeycomb design is meant to endure harsh conditions and treatment, including small arms fire and roadside bombs. Mike Vial is general manager of Resilient Technologies. The company is part of the four-year, $18 million project along with the UW-Madison's Polymer Engineering Center and the U.S. Department of Defense. He says going beyond the conventional tire for military vehicles is long overdue.
We've been running on the same type of a design for over 100 years, and you know, you can put all kinds of armor on a vehicle, but you get it out in harm's way, and what do you got? You've got a big chunk of steel sitting out in the middle of the desert somewhere. So reinventing the wheel is well overdue, and that's kind of what we're doing right now.
Vial adds the local National Guard units in Wausau has been invaluable in offering input, and they're testing numerous prototypes already. Stephen Kastner of Cedarburg applauds the project. He's been an advocate for improving the safety and performance of military vehicles since his son, also named Stephen, died after his Humvee hit a roadside bomb.
This type of tire development, everything, should have been done 5 years ago. It should have been online 5 years ago. The fact that the soldiers were sent into a battle space without proper force protection is a terrible thing.
But the new heavy-grade tires won't be rolled out too soon into the combat zone. Resilient Technologies' Mike Vial says he expects testing and certification of the tires to take at least 2 to 3 years. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.